Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I noticed Governor Jerry Brown recently signed a bill due to take effect next July that will ban all single-use plastic bags. California has thus passed the first statewide ban on single-use plastic bags, and I hope Governor Brown, who used to be called Governor Moonbeam, is right in saying that we won't be the last. Sure, plastic bags are convenient, but when our local Murphy's Market decided to stop using plastic bags a couple of years ago, I agreed that it makes sense to reuse the same bag over and over rather than buy a bag and use it, as the name implies, only once. Now, I'm assuming that when properly disposed of, those plastic bags end up in landfill. That is bad enough, but those pesky little bags often float away to the worst of places. For example, I spend a lot of time driving up and down our coastal roads, and I often see plastic bags scattered over land and sea. I've seen myriads of them blowing across the small peninsula on a blustery day. Sometimes they get caught in trees or on a barbed wire fence. Others blow onto the sand or into the water. Sometimes I have the time and goodwill to pluck the flotsam out of the water. Other times I don't. So today, in California, millions of little bags go off into the water to break up into itsy-bitsy pieces and then get ingested by marine life. Others join the legion forms of plastic that are afloat in the Pacific Ocean. That's right. There's a swirling bunch of plastic afloat in the Pacific Ocean, Atlantic 2, that some say is bigger than the state of Texas. It's called the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, or the North Pacific Gyre, and it's the result of human carelessness and laziness. Here are the words of a very smart scientist describing the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. The patch is characterized by exceptionally high relative concentrations of pelagic plastics, chemical sludge, and other debris that have been trapped by the currents of the North Pacific Gyre. Despite its enormous size and density, 4 particles per cubic meter, the patch is not visible from satellite photography, nor is it necessarily detectable to casual boaters or divers in the area. End quote. I had to look up that word pelagic. It has nothing to do with Pelagius and the denial of original sin. Rather, it means oceanic. When Murphy's Market banned the plastic bags, I immediately bought those larger reusable bags and stored them in my car. Problem was, I had acquired bad habits over the years, and I rarely remembered to bring my reusable plastic bags. After a few, or many, painful experiences forgetting, I started remembering after a few steps out of the car. Today, I'm proud to say I'm getting darn close to remembering every time I step out of the driver's seat to bring my reusable bag. Well, yes, old habits tend to die hard, but they have to die if we're going to live on this beautiful parcel of God's creation. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.